Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I was going to ask you, but you kind of touched upon it there. We obviously recouped a lot of the money we spent on both Fabinho and Henderson. So I think, respectively, the fees are decent, especially given where they're at in their careers and what they did last year. Obviously, it's 40 million and 12 million for the pair of them. So interesting. But how we spend that money is obviously the next pivotal stage now. And the Romeo Lavia situation is clearly the one that everyone's talking about. Liverpool have clearly identified him as the player that they want to get. And you've reported that previously they were 50 million apart on their valuations of the player. And you've also said that there's going to be an improved second bid coming for Lavia. Where are we at in terms of that now?
Well, I think as we were just literally before I started speaking, the second bid has gone in. So I'm not exactly sure when the second bid went in, but I kind of, myself and Paul Joyce wrote yesterday, that it was imminent. We were kind of like, that could have been yesterday, it could have been this morning, we don't particularly know when, but I think it's now been reported elsewhere that the second bid has gone in, and I've had, that is true, that story anyway, put it that way. And so no, really, what Southampton's response will be, because the second bid isn't 50 million quid, so you'd have to presume if Southampton are going to be sticking to 50 million, that's going to go on a bit longer, and perhaps Liverpool are just going to have to draw the line and say, look, you don't think he's worth that money, and you think somebody else is worth that money, you go and get the other alternatives. Probably seem a bit strange to take it as far as this and not sort of pursue it any further, but we just have to wait and see. I mean, we're getting pretty close to start of the season now, and still no real dedicated number six available going into that first game against Chelsea. So it is decision time one way or the other, whether it's going to be him or it's going to be somebody else.
Yeah, 100% it is. Jürgen Klopp was speaking earlier about it's sort of a worst kept secret that we are looking at options. We are trying to bring somebody in for that number six role. They also spoke about Curtis Jones potentially doing it, which I think was interesting, maybe in the short term. Because obviously, as we know, the season starts before the window closes. So something may drag on beyond that Chelsea game, as you mentioned. But just on the Lavia thing there, Liverpool are clearly kind of sticking to our guns in terms of what we feel the valuation of the player is. And we do that a lot, and we're perfectly within our rights to do so, as are Southampton in terms of their valuation, of course. So with the Southampton one, there's a lot of talk about add-ons and stuff like that. Do you think Southampton, would they be willing potentially to accept sort of a 45 plus add-ons, or do they want flat 50? Are you aware of that?
I honestly do not know. I mean, I think, usually with these things, somebody puts a valuation on, somebody then comes with a few counter-offers. I mean, Liverpool were putting a £20 million valuation on Jordan Henderson not so long ago. They ended up taking 12. So, obviously a lot of these things are, negotiation positions, aren't they? I mean, maybe Southampton are just determined to stick to the 50 million, in which case you have to just make a decision, don't you? And it could just be that there are other players out there who Liverpool looked at as well and thought they're not really worth 45 million. And then if you've got to pay 45 million for Lavia or this other alternative, you might think, well, you know what, maybe we'll go over to the fella we actually wanted it. I don't know the answer to, I don't know. Well, I mean, we know there are other names that they were looking at. I mean, those are pretty well documented. I'm not quite sure how the valuations differ to what Lavia. I mean, it is a hell of a lot of money for a 19-year-old player, a guy who hasn't actually played that much Premier League football, really. It's a hell of a responsibility. But having said that, you probably are buying a player for the next 10 years. And I don't really know quite sometimes how they decide somebody's worth I don't know, 41, 42 million, but not worth 50 million. I don't know. It probably must be far more intelligent people than me who come up with the maths for these things. You kind of think, you know, if somebody's worth 42, because he's going to change the nature of your season, isn't he worth 50? But there must be some reason behind it. There must be some logic behind it. And it maybe it is just as simple as there are other irons in the fire. And if it's getting to a certain level and a certain cost, perhaps they just think, well, actually, it's better value to go to the other one who we thought might have been a bit too expensive. Maybe go for him instead. We'll just have to wait and see on that one. But obviously, these things are evolving as we speak. So by the time you put this out, it may have changed again. Maybe Southampton have accepted. I don't know. But I haven't got any insight into the workings of the Southampton board, unfortunately. So I don't know.
No, unfortunately not.
To be fair, Southampton are perfectly probably entitled. I mean, they Liverpool are not the only show in town, are they, with Lavia? We know Chelsea looked at them in January. And they haven't signed Casido yet. So perhaps they're just wanting to play this little game of bluff until the final. What's the rush for them? If they've accepted he's going, they're probably just going to try and get as much as they can for him.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, they're perfectly within their right to do so. And they've also got that buyback clause with Man City now. Whether Man City next year even entertain that is a different question. But they know, or they've got an inclination anyway, that at some point next year, City could turn up with, I think it's 42 million or around the 40 million mark. And they'll get that for him as a minimum anyway. So again, they're perfectly within their rights to sort of hold out for what they see as their valuation this time around. In your piece recently, you mentioned that they see Lavia as the main transfer focus. And you kind of alluded to it there. Like, he's very young. He's very inexperienced still. What do you make of the whole Lavia sort of being the one that we're trying to get? Because to me, it looks like, you know, Fabinho's just left the club. Yes, granted, he had a really disappointing season last year by his very high standards. But he's a 29-year-old. Now, replacing a very experienced international 29-year-old with a 19-year-old teenager feels a little bit chalk and cheese to me. So if we are going to go gung-ho for Lavia, and we do end up finding the agreement, do you think it's all in on Lavia without an alternative option as well, without a different option to come in? How do you see it?
Well, I think if they were to get Lavia, I don't see any other midfielders coming in. I agree. As you say, I do think there is certain elements of risk going from kind of one extreme to the other in the midfield. From, I think everyone was pretty much agreement this time 12 months ago that perhaps the age profile wasn't quite right. Going from that to an age profile, which is the other end of the scale, which it's exciting, and it certainly long-term wise, it looks as though it's going to develop quite well. But is it going to be ready to hit the ground running? I think that'd be a lot to expect. And I think that's something that really needs to be bore in mind going into the season, actually. I wonder where Liverpool are actually going to be. I kind of feel like this season could have real similarities to, if you like, Klopp's first full season, where it was you have to be a little bit patient with it. Yeah, yeah, to sort of see it evolve and develop a little bit. You know, maybe more like the second season, if you've been a bit more optimistic, where things had sort of clicked together, but he still weren't quite ready to compete for the title. And when you're talking about what's required to win a title these days, which is, you know, 90 plus points, I think it's going to be very difficult to do that this season. But you know, we'll just have to see. But yeah, I think that one of the things that Klopp said, which I did think was quite interesting, is, you know, I suppose there's this fixation on the guy who's going to be the shield for the back four. But to him, the shield for the back four starts with the attack, then all the ones in the middle, and then, you know, and everything works in synchronicity. And it's not just the responsibility of a new number six anymore, that was responsible for being, got a lot of stick start of last season. Really, he was just too exposed. I mean, there was no help for him at all. And I felt sorry for the defence a lot of last season, really. They were just left one-on-one so often. I mean, Trent was getting so much stick, and there was hardly any protection for him at all. It was just him against the winger. And that's just not Liverpool. That's just not being the way Liverpool have played. So it all begins further up the field. And if everything's functioning up front, it may be. There was this quote from Klopp. I'm not in Singapore, but he seemed to say, like, you know, it should be the easiest job in the world playing number six for Liverpool, which I thought was quite interesting. That might allude to why he's quite happy to go for such a young, experienced player, because you might think you just want someone there to just mop up a little bit, because all the hard graft winning the ball back is going to be done by the guys further upfield.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously in the new system as well, with Trent alongside him, it actually made Fabinho's role a little bit easier towards the back end of the season, because he didn't have quite as much ground to cover, a little bit less responsibility as well. And I think the same could be said if it is Lavia that sort of slots into that role. If we were a better team and things are functioning better around him, you know, it should be lighter work for that number six, whoever it may be. And I do like Lavia. I sound like I was quite downbeat on him earlier. I'm not. I think he's a good player. I just have my reservations about certain fixtures, really. Not necessarily him being a six for Liverpool, because I think that's fine. It's just in certain games when you're not going to have as much of the ball against the better teams. I think he may struggle, essentially, because he hasn't faced much sort of high quality week in, week out competition, because obviously it's going to be Europa League added to it as well. It just feels tough to me.
The natural thing is it's you know, you're not buying the finished product at 19, no. Unless he's just some super. And if he is the finished product at 19, well, he's worth 50 million, and he don't even mess around, just pay it. But he clearly isn't the finished product. And, you know, even Fabinho, when he came in, it took 6 months for him to sort of settle. And, you know, just the constant, we always say patience, you know, give some. Nobody gives anybody patience, nobody gives anybody time. And that's the kind of. That is going to be what's required if it is him. And, you know, same with a couple of the other players that have come in, you know. And that's why I think it is going to be probably still a little bit of a transitional time. Albeit everyone hopes it's going to be, you know, not too long before it's all clicking again.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.